Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Tomorrow is Juneteenth, the federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery in the U.S.
For me, it's funny because Juneteenth wasn't anything that was ever talked about when I was growing up. I mean, to be honest, the Civil War wasn't something that was talked about in Virginia much.
Mel Fitzhugh is a composer and musician based in the Boston area. One of her recent works honors Phyllis Wheatley, an enslaved person in Boston who became an internationally acclaimed poet in the 1700s. Wheatley was the first African-American to publish a volume of poetry. She achieved that milestone after growing up enslaved in the home of a prominent Boston family, the Wheatleys. Fitzhugh says, as a Black woman, she identifies with that part of Phyllis Wheatley's story.
I mean, there's a lot of people in the U.S. that have names of essentially the enslavers of their family, right? I have the name Fitzhugh that came from the family that owned the plantation Chatham in Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Fitzhugh's composition is titled Imagination Fancy, a quasi-motet for octet. It honors Wheatley's poem On Imagination. Excerpts of that poem appear on the sculpture of Wheatley that's part of the Boston Women's Memorial.
She wasn't just, this enslaved person who can be brought out to spout poetry that, you know, someone might have made her memorize. No, she was someone who taught herself how to write poetry. And I'd like to think that that is something that can combat the narratives that I grew up with, where Black women are worthless and dumb. And so representation, like seeing people who are Black women who are brilliant and able to create such amazing things, I think is really, really important.
In Fitzhugh's composition, the sopranos, altos, and tenors sing of imagination and how it can transport you to a better place, while the basses create tension, going deeper and lower, and suggesting the poet herself cannot avail herself of such a path.
Lofty aspirations were not really meant to be her lot. I think that's what the metaphor of the poem is.
Phyllis Wheatley was freed around the time her first collection was published, but spent many of her remaining years living in poverty. She died in 1784. Though Wheatley lived and died decades before Juneteenth, Mel Fitzhugh sees a connection and says her composition honoring the poet can serve as a reminder of the current reality and how much work remains to be done.
My piece brings attention to the plight of people like Phyllis Wheatley, who are looking at the world and looking at the ways in which the mind can take you away from harsh realities, but in the end, you know that you're never going to escape them because something or someone is going to quickly remind you of what reality is in this moment and in this time. See, see,